Hi there. My name's Sean, and I have one question for you. Tell me, are you afraid of spiders? As for me, desperately. From an early age, I'm a terrible arachnophobe. And if you're the same as me, then this story will seem very unpleasant to you, but it doesn't mean that it's not interesting. It all started on my 10th birthday, when my parents gave me a ticket to Africa. And I was so happy with this gift, but if it was up to me, I would return to the past and give myself a smack in the head. I would also ask my parents to give me a remote-controlled car. Really, there would be less problems and I'd have something to play with. The fact is that my parents are professional travelers. As long as I can remember, they always went somewhere. Traveling was an integral part of their life. And when I was 10 years old, they decided that I was old enough to start traveling with them. At that time, I was very interested in the culture of various tribes, the jungle, tigers, lions, snakes, crocodiles. I watched Tarzan and Mowgli. In general, I was an ordinary child. To me, everything new was incredibly interesting. So when I found out that we were going on a tour around Africa in a week, I was excited. This trip was truly amazing, one of the best in my life. I saw wild animals, spent the night in the jungle, and even took part in some ancient ceremony of a local tribe. Now, I understand that most of these tribes no longer live up to ancient customs. They simply involve tourists with their songs and dances, but for me, it was a real fairy tale in the making. This was not my only trip. For several years, I visited several other countries, which I won't be talking about now, maybe next time. My story begins with the fact that after that trip to Africa, I began to get sick very often. Every autumn and winter, I had tonsillitis or the flu. Moreover, I was ill for a very long time. My parents thought that I just had a weak immunity, so they fed me vitamins, dietary supplements, and gave me herbal teas to drink. And it really helped, but only for a short time. When I became a high school student, my health suddenly deteriorated. I started fainting for no reason. My stomach ached terribly. And I began to lose my hair. My skin became some kind of yellow color. Doctors just threw their hands up and said that all my tests were normal. No viruses or bacteria were found. And that I was completely healthy. Theoretically, of course. I probably would have died being completely healthy thanks to modern medicine. If not for one incident. What happened, you ask? Once at a doctor's appointment, a spider crawled out of my ear. My ears were examined right away, and the doctors were horrified. There were spiders in my ears. Doctors didn't know what to do. These spiders were so big and so deep in my ears that they could easily make me deaf by perforating the eardrum. I won't scare you and will say, right away those spiders were taken out and that my hearing is in order. But after that, I was sent for a more detailed examination, which opened up new surprises. As it turned out, spiders lived not only in my ears, but also in my stomach and even in my throat. In fact, they were very small and there were so many of them that it wasn't clear how I was still alive. The next day I had surgery on my stomach and then they took spiders out of my throat for several days. Before that, I gargled with the strongest drugs, but that was totally useless. However, the doctors managed to save my life. And that's the most important thing. However, as soon as I was discharged from the hospital, a month later, I returned there again. The reason was painfully simple. Spiders appeared in my ears again. Doctors made me go through an examination again and were horrified when they saw that there were no less spiders in me. Rather, on the contrary, I was like a laboratory rat, placed in an isolation unit and medicated with a variety of medicines. I was vaccinated, injected, given antibiotics, placed in the heat or in the cold, but nothing helped. No one knew how and where these spiders came from. Local biologists couldn't even recognize their species. The only thing they managed to find out was the fact that these spiders love heat very much and don't live in a cold climate exactly. Doctors said that based on my body state, spiders had been living in my body for several years. And all this time, they were actively developed and gradually reduced my immunity. After all, I was an absolutely healthy child before, If you remember when I started getting ill and fainting, it immediately becomes clear that it was after that trip to Africa. Since modern medicine was powerless, my parents made a drastic choice and decided to take me back to Africa and find a healer there who could cure me of this unknown and terrible disease. Within a few days, we flew on our new exotic trip. You can't even imagine how disappointed we were when we found out that many of the ancient tribes that conducted ceremonies for tourists turned out to be frauds. They didn't know anything about folk medicine at all. They didn't live in a community and had no idea what to do with me. Then we decided to find some real ancient tribe on our own and ask them to cure me. As you can guess, we didn't find any tribe. Instead, we stumbled upon a small village where we were told about some crazy healer living in the jungle and eating grasses. A young guy named Nsonowa agreed to accompany us and to be our translator at the same time. He said that his great-great-grandmother is a witch doctor. She's already over 115 years old, and she speaks only one language, the language of her already non-existent tribe. As soon as that witch doctor saw me, she immediately screamed something and began beating tambourines. My parents and I were very scared, but Nsonowa reassured us, saying that this was just a welcoming dance. Then we went into a small tent or a house or I don't know what to call it. Strange herbs were hung everywhere, and there were colored patterns on the walls. The witch doctor spoke a completely unknown language to me. Nsonowa said that this old woman knows how to cure me and agrees to help. When my parents asked her to just share with them a recipe of her secret potion, the healer was terribly angry, started screaming, and even kicked my parents out. She forbade them to return and said that she would bring me back to the village when I was healed. Well, at least Nsonowa said so. And my parents had no choice but to leave me in the jungle face to face with this ancient old woman. Every day for several weeks, this old lady pushed incomprehensible herbal salves into my ears, forced me to drink something disgusting, and endlessly danced around the fire. To be honest, at first I thought she was crazy and didn't understand at all how some herb could cure me. Once I even tried to run away because the treatment of this healer only made me feel worse. My head started to hurt terribly. I constantly saw hallucinations. I vomited every day, and sometimes I couldn't even get to my feet. And when my skin began to peel off, I realized it was time to run away before this crazy woman killed me. But I didn't manage to escape far. I lost consciousness right in the jungle. And when I woke up, I was again in the tent with that witch doctor. I had no more strength, and for the next few days, I was too busy sleeping. I woke up only in order to take another portion of the bitter broth or chew on some stinky root. The healer didn't feed me at all. She gave me a lot of water, but no food, and no again. That's how a week passed, or maybe two, I don't know. But when I came round, I realized that I'm healthy. I looked at my skin and saw that it became normal color again. My stomach stopped aching, and I even heard better. At that time, the witch doctor was sitting by the fire and preparing some kind of soup. Yes, it was soup, exactly, and not just another potion. She smiled and said something kindly to me. I didn't understand her words, but from her kind eyes, I saw that everything was in order and that I no longer needed to be afraid. A few days later, she gave me back to my parents. They tried to thank her for my rescue, but the healer simply disappeared into the jungle, not taking any money or herbs that my parents managed to gather. Nothing. When we returned home, I went through the examination in the hospital again. You should have seen the eyes of those doctors when they realized that I was absolutely healthy. There was not a single parasite in my body. I stopped getting ill, fainting, and even balding. The only thing that reminds me of those spiders was a scar on my stomach, which appeared after my meaningless surgery. I still don't understand how the healer was able to cure me. Why didn't she share her secret with the world? Is traditional medicine better than modern? After my recovery, my parents decided to give up on their travels forever, at least on traveling to exotic countries. I decided to give up on traveling, period. And I became a really horrible arachnophobe. No, I don't get hysterical at the sight of a little spider. I'm just really nervous, and it would be better if I didn't see them at all. Thank you for listening to my story.